It's time now for our game time temperature brought to you by Gwen Longbine of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Want to list your home? Gwen can get it sold. Free staging service for sellers, and she can help buyers find their perfect home. Call Gwen at 620-341-0087 or go to gwenlongbine.com. Well, after about an inch and a half of rain this morning, it is clear, mostly sunny skies, 78 degrees here at game time. And our game time temperature brought to you by Gwen Longbine of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Want to list your home? Gwen can get it sold. Free staging services for sellers, and she can help buyers find their perfect home. Call Gwen at 620-341-0087 or go to gwenlongbine.com. Emporia High has won the toss, and they will receive. They will move from left to right as we see it, from north to south here at Welch Stadium. And Topeka High will go from right to left, south to north, as we see it here at Welch Stadium. Calvin Seeley and Kyler Wuerl back to return for Emporia High, and back to kick for Topeka High will be Jaden Norman. Played basketball for the Trojans last year, and last year Norman had a couple of catches against Emporia High, 5 catches for 79 yards, so he'll be a factor on the offensive side of the ball. He's one of multiple two-way players for the Trojans. Emporia High, the all-blacks, red numerals, and the black helmet with the Spartan head and the white numerals on the helmet. Topeka High in their road whites, black and gold numerals, and gray pants with a black helmet. Jaden Norman to tee it off from the 40. And we're underway, and this is a short kick. It's going to go out of bounds, at the Emporia High 24, and this will be kick out of bounds, and Emporia High will take over first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. So 65 yards, Quindled. That is what Emporia High needs to get if they want to get in that south end zone.
Absolutely, and they want to start early. That's why they elected to receive the ball first. They want to get the ball and score. And starting off with great field position with that kick out of bounds, it's going to be interesting to watch.
First and 10, Emporia High. Ball is spotted at their own 35. Sheldon Stewart out at quarterback, making his 10th start of his career. He'll be in the empty backfield. They're going to love this. Oh, man, 5 receiver set. 2 receivers far side, 1 near side, 2 tight left. Here's Calvin Seeley in motion here in the near side. Sheldon will keep it right side, past the 35, and he's going to get back and stood up by a couple of Trojans. It looks like Malachi Murph in on the stop as for Topeka High, and this will be minimal gain of not even a yard for Sheldon Stewart.
I like what I'm seeing there for the first play. It looked like they drew up an RPO, and Sheldon elected to keep it for really nothing at all.
Second down and 10, Emporia High. Ball is spotted at their own 35. 2 backs, 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Sheldon will pitch it to Ryland Crowell here near side and drilled back to the 32-yard line, making the stop for Topeka High. DJ Johnson and Isaiah Kincaid, 2 players that Coach Caden Glinsman wanted to keep his eyes on tonight, just made the stop for a loss of 2.
Yeah, big play there for Topeka High to get the stop to make it a 3rd and 12. Emporia needs to find something here. Not much going on the first 2 plays.
3rd down and 12, Emporia High. Ball is spotted at their own 33, a minute in, no score. Ball at the near hash, right hash. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. Sheldon, pump fakes, airs it out, looking for Javen Art and underthrew him. So a quick 3 and out for Emporia High.
Yeah, just not what we want to see there. They wanted to get the ball and start off hot, and they didn't get anything started. Actually, they got negative 2 yards of offense on those first 3 plays, which you just don't want.
Alex Alamang will be out to punt for Emporia High for the first time, and back to return will be the freshman Courtney Sanders. Sanders had a jersey change for Topeka High in a previous roster. Alex standing at his own 20. This is a low snap. He has to get rid of it. He gets it away. And it's loose. It was touched by a Topeka High player. And it's picked up by Emporia High at the Topeka High 40.
Wow, that is something Emporia needed there. They caught a huge break to get the ball. Just that play there for a Topeka High.
Breton Spikes with the recovery, and Emporia High will take over first and 10 at the Topeka High 40. And how about that, Quinn Dold? A special teams mishap for Topeka High goes Emporia High's way.
that is something Emporia High needs to see, as well, they've had their fair share of special team mishaps.
First and 10, Emporia High, ball spotted at the Topeka High 40. Sheldon Sewer in the gun, Ryland Crown now in motion. Four receivers to the far side. Over slant pass, hauled in by Rec 35 to the 32-yard line. Give him 8 on first and 10.
Really nice job there from Sheldon to find the open man on Cooper with the slant, which that has looked really good all year, Sheldon finding Cooper on those slants.
And they're getting back to the line quickly. Second down and 2, Emporia High at the Topeka High 32, ball in between the hashes. Two receivers far side, Ryland Crown now in motion. Sheldon, pressure coming. Sheldon rolling to the near side. Sheldon going to keep it, pass the 30, and gets out of bounds near the 27. He's got the first down and more. He gets 5 on second down and 2.
That is really nice job there from Sheldon, really finding nothing downfield and just using his legs to pick up the first down and get him a new set of downs.
So first and 10, Emporia High. Ball is spotted at the 25 of Topeka High. Ball on the right hash. Sheldon Sewer in the gun. 2 minutes in, no score. Spartans looking to capitalize as the pass was batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. DJ Johnson batted that football down for Topeka High.
Not bad there. They want to get a quick pass to see if they can get some blockers downfield and get a chunk play. But let's see what they elect to do here on second down.
Second down and 10, Emporia High. Ball spotted at the Topeka High 25. Javen Arndt, Calvin Seeley, far side. Madden Seidel, tight end right. Ryland Crowell, the running back for Sheldon Stewart, to the left. Ryland now in motion, trips to the near far side. Sheldon rolling back, pressure coming. Sheldon is fumbles it, and it's going to be a loss back to the 42. And recovering that football was Pedro Badirna from the left guard spot. Team rush of negative 17, and third and a mile coming up for E-High.
Not ideal there. Sheldon rolling out, and we've seen that multiple times from him this year. He's on the run outside the pocket, and the ball just slips out of his hands. Very fortunate that we got the ball back.
It's a loss of 16. It's third down and a mile. It's third down and 26 from the 41. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Empty backfield. Sheldon rolling. Sheldon, a quick slant pass caught by Rec 35, and Cooper gets up to the 31-yard line, and did he fumble that football? But Pedro Badirna got it again, but give Cooper 10 on the reception. Emporia High needed 26, but got 10. It's 4th and 16.
Not a bad play call there. Got a quick pass and had blockers in front of him. Got a decent chunk of gain. The offense looks like they're staying on the field here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go for it in this position when you're in opposing territory. 8:45 to play here, first quarter. No score. Emporia High, with their second possession, getting a fumble on special teams. As Cooper Reck lined up in the slot, far side, two in the slot here near side. Calvin Seeley in motion, two backs. Fourth down, play action. Sheldon over to Mill, hauled in by Reck, 20, and he is going to be short 2 yards as Cooper gets to the 17. He needed 15, he got 13, and it's a turnover on downs.
Not horrible there from Emporia. Got a good chunk play and so close to the first down. Just two defenders standing at the first down marker and stopping Cooper right in his tracks.
So Topeka High will take over first and 10 at their own 18, 8:23 to play here, first quarter, no score. Zane Smith is the quarterback. He just cleared concussion protocol. He came back on Monday. He'll be in the gun with three receivers far side. This will be a handoff up the middle. This will be Smith on a keeper far side as he gets past the 20 up to about the 23-yard line for 5.
Yeah, this Emporia defense needs to step up here after having an unfortunate first drive. And if they can get a stop and get the ball back, it would look very good for Emporia.
They get up to the 24-yard line. That's 6 on first and 10, so second down and 4 coming up for Topeka High. Ball is spotted at their own 24, right hash.
Let's see what they elect to do here after a nice successful run on first down.
Sanders, Norman, far side. Dingle in the here to the near side, as this is Smith airing out, looking for Kincaid and overthrew him. Braxton Malone with the coverage, and now third down and 4 coming up for Topeka High.
Wow, Emporia got really lucky there. Kincaid was streaking right past Malone and wide open, and Smith just couldn't hit his mark.
So third down and 4 coming up for Topeka High. Ball at their own 24 as Norman will come here near side. Dingle will go far side. Kincaid out of receiver here near side. Gardenhire, the fullback. Murph is the running back. Here is Smith handoff, and Smith will keep it, and Smith get past the 25 to the 28-yard line. He's close to that first down marker. Brody Telfer or Luke Pittman with a stop for the Spartans, but let's see where they spot this football. And they're going to give him a first down.
They did almost got the stop there, but Zane knew where the ball, where the line is, where the first down marker was, and got straight to it.
Zane Smith got five. It's first and 10, Topeka High at their own 29. 7:15 to play here, first quarter, no score. Topeka High with their first offensive possession. Dingle here to the near side. Murph, Kincaid, and Norman to the far side. Gardenhier tight end left. Here's Smith throwing far side, caught by Kincaid up to the 35-yard line, gets six.
They just get in these small chunk plays, and it is going to keep adding up if Emporia cannot stop them.
So second down, and call it four for Topeka High at their own 35. Emporia High could not cash in off that turnover. Smith in the gun. Murph is the back to the right of Smith. Three receivers here near side. Now Kincaid in motion. He can carry the ball, and he's going to get on a jet sweep. And he's got the first down and more, and pushed out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. He gets seven and a first down.
Yeah, they just keep on pounding it and getting these short gains to pick up the first down.
Isaiah Kincaid last year against Emporia High, 15 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown. He also had 8 catches for 84 yards in that game. Last week, 3 catches, 27 yards, and had negative 2 yards rushing. So first and 10, Emporia High, or Topeka High at their own 43. Smith will hand it off to Murph. Murph gets, breaks a tackle past the 45, dives forward to about the 48, 49-yard line. Pittman on the stop for the Spartans, and Murph gets six, but Emporia High could have had him for a loss.
Yeah, just really not getting to the ball and getting to tackling, which they've had struggle with all year, and T-High just keeps getting these 5, 6, 7 yard gains, and if they keep doing that, they're going to keep getting first downs.
Halfway gone by here, first quarter, no score. Topeka High first possession. They have second down and 5 from their own 49. Two receivers far side, one near side. Smith the quarterback. Tight end right is Gardenhier. Here's a quick pass hauled in by Kincaid. First down and more, and out of bounds far side. And they are going to spot that at the 42-yard line. So give him 9 on first, on second down and 5.
They just keep getting past this Emporia defense, and Emporia really needs to do a better job tackling and getting to the ball.
So it's up to the 41-yard line. So give them 10 instead of 9. So first and 10 coming up for Topeka High at the Emporia High 41 far hash. Smith in the gun, two receivers far side, one near side. Smith on an option, and Smith gets past the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. Brody Telfer or Luke Pittman on the stop for the Spartans.
It's a good job by the Emporia defense to get them stuffed up front for a small gain. Let's see if they can do that again and get it to a third down and stop them on that third down.
Gain of 2 for Smith. They're going to give them 3. Second down and 7 coming up for Topeka High at the Emporia High 38. Last week's opponents, Alliance Central, down 10-0 to Andover. Andover 0-3 coming in tonight. As there should have been some movement, but this is Murph on a handoff, and Murph gets up to the 35-yard line, going to give him 3. Looks like Pittman and also Landon Woolitz in on the stop for the Spartans.
Good job there by the Emporia defense. Now it's going to be a 3rd and 4. This is a huge play here to get a stop and have a 4th down.
4:10 to play, opening quarter, no score. Topeka High has 3rd down. And 4 from the Emporia High 35, ball left hash. Two receivers far side, one near side, one tight end with Murph the back to the left of Zane Smith. Smith going to keep it himself, and he is going to get up to the 33-yard line, making the stop with big Ty Iverson. Give him 2, and what does Topeka High do here?
I think they might be going for it there, but really good job by Smith to get a positive gain as Emporia blew up that play. They wanted to have a screen pass, and they just got into the backfield, but he turned nothing to something.
Fourth and three, Topeka High from the Emporia High 33. They need the 31. Norman and Murph to far side. Kincaid is the running back. They'll go in an I formation in the gun with Kincaid right behind Smith. Smith hand off to Kincaid left side, and Kincaid gets past the defender. He's inside the 30 to the 29. He drug Landon Wolowitz with him and give Kincaid five, and it's a first down for the Trojans.
Just not a good job wrapping up there. Just he ran through the arm tackles of Emporia. Emporia needs to do a better job tackling if they want to get these stops.
So first and 10 for Topeka High. It's under three to play here in the first. No score. Emporia High has had two possessions. Well, this is Topeka High's first possession. They're going to bring in DJ Johnson at a tight end left. Gardenhire, tight end left as well. Two receivers far side. Murph is the back. Play action for Smith. Smith going to air it out looking for Norman. And Norman caught it at the 20. Flag thrown here near side of the 30. Hang on a second. Let's see what this flag's all about. As Norman had a sliding grab at the 20, it would have been enough for a first down. They will indicate first down, but the far official here on the near side is going to say flag because one official said first down, but then there was the flag thrown here near side.
Yeah, and the near side ref just threw it right by the E-High sideline.
And they're going to say ineligible man downfield for Topeka High, and that's a five-yard penalty, and Emporia High catches a break.
That is a huge break as they would have had the first down, but instead it's going to be a first and 15.
Well, now they got to reset it because it was good enough for a first down, but the penalty erases that 10-yard pass play.
Yeah, huge break there from E-High.
And now Carlos Kelly and staff are frustrated far side. Carlos Kelly told me earlier this week he was not available for last Thursday's game against Liberal. They had an altercation between two JV players, and then they kicked him off the team.
Yeah, really interesting because he said he was not involved at all, which interesting decision on why he couldn't participate in the game last week.
And he said that altercation did rattle the Trojans last week against Liberal.
I mean, Emporia had a similar situation with that last week as well.
Yeah. But they had a good week of practice to show for it, but still did not get the win. First and 15, Zane Smith, pressure coming. Zane Smith, and it's incomplete. Norman, the intended target. And Emporia High brought to house Quinn Dold. What'd you see there?
I saw a great job defensively by Ehi to force Smith out of the pocket and make a throw on the run, which was an incomplete pass. Let's see if Emporia can keep up the pressure and keep it on Smith.
2:12 to play here, first quarter. No score. Topeka High has second down and 12 from the Emporia High 35.
Second and 15.
Second and 15, correction. Second down and 15 from the 35, so they still need the 20.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge play to determine this drive here.
Norman and Kincaid are the receivers far side. DJ Johnson and Gardenhire tied in to the left, and Carlos Kelly wants time. It's a 30. Let's go ahead and take a 30. We need to catch a breather ourselves. 2:12 to play here, opening quarter. No score. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart, 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Welch Stadium, Dylan Sherwood and Quinn Dold with you. 2:12 to play, opening quarter, no score. Don't forget our area game on Country 101.7 FM as Chase County at Burlingame. Tegan Terhune, Ken Hansen on the call. And then we have a bunch of area games happening tonight. Maranatha Academy at Madison, Hartford at Crest, Eureka at Osage City, Jayhawk Linden, Northern Heights, Opie at Pleasanton, Linden at Caraparaville, Marmaton Valley at Meredithine Valley, and Lebo is at St. Paul. Second down and 15 coming up for Topeka High at the Emporia High 35. Murph to the right of Zane Smith. Two receivers, far side, one near side. Murph will get the handoff up the middle, and he is going to be stood up for a minimal gain of about two, and about three Spartans there met him.
That's a really good execution by the Spartans to get that stuff at the middle and to have it now third and 12, which is really big. They just need to stop big plays.
They spotted at the 32-yard line, third down and 12 coming up for Topeka High from the Emporia I-32. Smith in the gun, too tight. Two receivers far side, one near side. Smith going to air out near side looking for Dingle, and he overthrew him, incomplete. Excellent coverage by Emporia High, and that was Calvin Seeley who had the coverage, and it's fourth down and 12, and what does Topeka High decide to do here with a minute 35 to play here opening quarter, no score?
Well, it looks like the offense is going to be staying on the field, and it looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and long just like Emporia did on their first drive.
Well, how big of a stop would this be early, Quinn Dold, if Emporia High can get a stop here?
It would be a huge momentum shift and a huge boost for this Emporia defense.
Dingle, Kincaid, receivers far side, Norman near side. Now they'll motion Kincaid to the near side. Smith in the gun. Murph is the running back. Fourth and 12, Topeka High from the Emporia I-32. Pressure coming. Smith rolls away. Smith to the far side looking. He's going to air it out, and he just threw it away. Turnover on downs, and Emporia High takes over. First and 10 at their own 31-yard line, and Quindled. That is a big defensive stop for this Emporia High defense. The first time we've seen that all year.
Yeah, and that D-line getting into the backfield really quickly, not giving Zayden any time to really look downfield and get a look where his receivers are at or to set his feet and throw the ball.
All right, Emporia High, first and 10 from their own 31. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Ryland Krauth, running back, will now motion. Now they'll go four receivers. As Sheldon throws over the middle, looking for Josh Reels. Josh hauled it in! First down and more! Josh is tackled at the 40 of Topeka High. Give him 29 on the pass play.
Wow, what an amazing job by Sheldon to get the receiver downfield. Something we haven't seen much at all this year.
And what a big play as Spartans are back at the line. Play action, a slant caught by Seeley. Calvin gets up to the 33-yard line and give him six on first and 10 on the slant.
That is huge, Emporia, having that momentum going their way, and they're not stopping. They're going really quick.
First and 10, or second down and five, Emporia high under a minute to play here first quarter, no score. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, two receivers each side. Sheldon going to keep it up the middle to the 30. First down and more. Sheldon Stewart, he's down at the Topeka High 27. Give him seven to move the sticks.
Really nice job by the Emporia offense, keeping the pressure on T-High, moving extremely quickly and getting great plays off.
And there's whistles, and they're going to blow this one dead with 37 seconds to play, and they're going to give a timeout. Timeout to Topeka High. That's their second. Let's take another 30. 37 seconds to play opening quarter. No score. Spartans driving. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High in business on their third drive of the game. No score. They have a first and 10 from the Topeka High 27. And Emporia High looking to try to put some points up before quarter number one expires, Quinn Dold.
Yeah, they've done a really good job on this offense, and it is an exciting thing to watch as we really haven't seen this much from the Emporia offense all year.
Javen Arndt, Calvin Seeley, Cooper Reck, receivers far side, Ryland Crowell the back. Sheldon Stewart drops back on a three-step drop. Sheldon pivots, puts, throws it, and it's hauled in at the 20, making the catch for Emporia High. Josh Rios, give him seven, and that will probably take us to the quarter as Josh gets seven on first and 10. And Emporia High going to snap one more play. Sheldon airs it out, looking in the end zone, and it is picked off and dropped. No, did they give it to Dinkle? Dingle picked it off. Yes, he did, at the 2-yard line.
Just an ill-advised throw there from Sheldon. He was double covered down in the corner. Overthrow. Just not a great look there.
Well, there's a flag thrown at the line of far side at the 22. So hang on a minute.
And it looks like the offense is coming off the field, though. It looks like that penalty will be on Emporia.
So it's on Emporia High, and Emporia High wasted opportunity, got down the field and took a home run shot and got picked off by Robert Dingle.
Yeah, like I said before, an ill-advised throw there from Sheldon. Just throwing it up to his receiver into double coverage, overthrows him right into the arms of Dingle.
So Topeka High will have first and 10 from their own 2. Smith in the gun, Murph right behind him, a receiver each side, and Emporia High going to try to bring the blitz here and try to get a safety. Here's the handoff, Murph left side, Murph to the 5, to the 10, Murph first down and more as kind of a, almost a horse collar tackle by Kyler Worrell, but it's a clean tackle, but Murph gets out of daylight and up to the 20-yard line, gets 18 on first and 10.
Yeah, just he was running through multiple arm tackles by Emporia there. They need to do a better job wrapping up if they want to win this game.
And that'll do it for quarter number one. No score as we go to the second. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
To the second quarter week.
Sports brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire provider. Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th and Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans.
Back at Welch Stadium, second quarter has started as Murph got it. He had to break a couple tackles, and he got up to the 23-yard line for 3. And don't forget, can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on X or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Second down and let's see, I got to get this back up. As Smith airs it far side, hauled in by Norman at the 29. He's got the first down, up out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. And he gets 12 on second down and 4.
Yeah, they just keep breaking the arm tackles when Murph gets the ball. Murph, he just keeps running through and will not give up until that whistle is blown and just running through tackles.
An update from our area game of the week. Chase County leads 8-0 over Burlingame at Burlingame. First and 10, Topeka High just underway here. Second quarter, no score. Zane Smith in the gun. Two receivers here near side. They're going to quick pitch it to Courtney Sanders, the running back, 40. And he forces himself out of bounds at the 43-yard line. He gets 8.
Yeah, they just keep getting these chunk plays on Emporia. That second drive, Emporia did a really good job stopping them, but they just can't seem to figure it out again.
So second down and call it 3 coming up for Topeka High. Ball is spotted at the 43-yard line of Topeka High here near hash. As I gotta get a score up. as Smith in the gun, two receivers far side, one back. Smith will quick pitch it to Sanders. They go far side for this one. Sanders near the first down marker, which is the 46-yard line, and he's going to get it. Or are they going to say short by a half a yard? They will say he did not get past the 46 to give Sanders two, and it's third down and one.
It looks like they're moving the chains right now. They're
so they gave him. They gave him. They gave it to him. So first and 10 for Topeka High, own 46 left hash. Two receivers far side, one running back, Johnson the tight end. As Smith pressure coming, he had no one home. He had an intended target there, but it was his left tackle, Jack Trotter. And Zane Smith better not have thrown it to Trotter, or that would have been ineligible illegal touching, just like Patrick Mahomes threw on Sunday against Jacksonville, as he threw it to one of his offensive linemen, and he caught it.
Yeah, good job by Emporia to really give him no one to throw to except his O-line, who was just standing there.
10-18 to play here, first half, no score. Topeka High with a second down and 10 from their own 46. Smith in the gun, two receivers here near side. It's Norman and Kincaid. Sanders is the running back, and he gets it past the 50, and he's got some daylight. Spin move and gets stood up at the Emporia High 40 and give him 14 and move the sticks. And the freshman Sanders making an impact.
He has looked extremely explosive ever since he's come in. It looks like Murph is the bruiser back, and he is the speedster.
Yep, and he's our kick returner as well. 5'9", 170-pound freshman is Sanders. So Topeka High in Emporia High territory for the second time tonight. They have first and 10 at the Emporia High 40 left hash. Trips here to the near side. Sanders is the back behind Zane Smith. Smith is going to quick pitch it to, this is Murph now. Murph past the 40, dives forward to the 35. Quincy Perry, the sophomore, with the stop for the Spartans.
And there looks like there's a man down for Emporia.
And that's Brody Telfer, as Calvin Seeley was trying to get up.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be down there. I don't exactly know what he hurt. Maybe his shoulder. It looks like he's holding on to his left shoulder.
Yeah, you don't want to lose a linebacker here.
Not at all. And they've been doing a really good job stopping the run. And if they lose him, it would just be it's a really bad blow.
Yeah. Well, you look at the total numbers real quick for both teams. Emporia High with 66 yards of total offense to 118 for Topeka High. And Emporia High has had one more possession.
Yeah, and Emporia has looked very good on the offensive side. Just a few miscues that has really deflated.
And Telfer is up and walking under his own power, which is a good sign to see.
A really good sign, as Emporia is going to have to do something here. They don't want to go behind, as the game is still tied 0-0.
Yeah. Second down and 5 coming up for Topeka High at the Emporia High 35, right hash. Two receivers far side, one near side. Garden higher, tight end right. Murph is the back to the right of Zane Smith. Smith, high snap, throws far side, hauled in by Norman, forces himself out of bounds near the 30, which is close to a first down, and they're going to give it to him.
Just a quick out route there that made a great pass and hit him right on the mark. Just Emporia hasn't been able to stop these short plays, and Topeka High just keeps getting small plays. And it looks like they're going to keep it at 3rd and inches here, and they're not going to be moving the chains.
Wow. So a third down and 1 from the Emporia High 30. Two receivers far side, one near side. Murph is the back behind Zane Smith. And Murph will get it, trying to spin, and he gets past the 25. Still on his feet to the 20, spin move, and he gets to the 20 and gets 10 yards on third down and 1.
Again, he just keeps running through these Emporia defenders, just not going down easy at all. Emporia really needs to step up and make good tackles, make quality tackles, and they're just not.
So a first and 10 for Topeka High at the Emporia High 20. And Topeka High got to the Emporia High 32 on that last drive. Smith in the gun. Murph now motions to a receiver spot. Smith airs it out far side looking for Norman. Norman to hold it in, and that's a touchdown. That's a 20-yard touchdown pass by Zane Smith to Jaden Norman, and Topeka High is on the board. They lead it 6-0, 8:26 to play in quarter number two.
Yeah, what I saw there was Blake Smellman looked lost. He got burnt, and even when the ball went up, he just really didn't look like he tried to get to the ball at all. Really ugly, and Topeka High took advantage of it.
Norman will kick. Smith is the holder for Topeka High. Here's the snap. The kick is on the way. Kick is blocked. Looks like Kyler Worrell got a piece of it. And the extra point is no good. 6-0 Topeka High. 8:26 to play here in the second. Let's take a break. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High now down 6-0. It took Topeka High until the 8:26 mark of quarter number two to score, and the Trojans lead at 6-0 with 8:26 to play here in quarter number two. And Jaden Norman will tee it off from his own 40. Seeley Worrell back to return. Here's the kick for Norman, and it's an end-over-ended kick, and Seeley from the 13. He's at the 20, 25, 30. Watch out, Calvin. 35 gets up to the 36-yard line for a return of 23 for Calvin, and Emporia High takes over first and 10, own 36. And a good return from Calvin with a burst of speed.
He looked really good there. Could have potentially taken it even further, but he just got wrapped up in some T-high defenders. And what I think they need to get the ball to him more. He is very explosive. They are lacking explosive plays on offense.
Calvin Seeley, a receiver far side. It looks like Breton Spikes checks into the game. Javen Arn, a receiver. Madden Seidel, tight end right, left. Sheldon Stewart rolling here near side over to Mill. Hauled in, caught, up to the 49-yard line, making the catch. The freshman, Daniel Gardner, his first career reception, and he gets a reception of 12 on first and 10. Move the sticks for Emporia High.
Really nice job there from Stewart to find the open man, and a really nice route ran there by Gardner.
First and 10, Emporia High, own 48. Near hash, 8:02 and counting. Play quarter number two, Spartans down 6-0. Gardner, Seeley, far side. Javen Arndt here near side. Madden Seidel tight end right. Rylan Crowell the back. Sheldon, gonna quick slant pass. Caught by Javen Arndt. 45, got some blocks. Javen gets into Topeka High territory to the 42.
Really nice play there by Emporia High. Nice play call and really good catch and run by Javen Arndt.
And give Javen 10 and it's a first down.
Two consecutive first downs in a row. That is something Emporia needs.
So first and 10, Emporia High. Topeka High, 42. 7:28 to play here before halftime. Spartans down 6-0 looking to answer. Arndt, Seeley, far side. They're going to have Gardner at a tight end left. He'll be now in motion to the near side. And here is Rylan Crowell up the middle. Rylan gets forward to the 41, and only a gain of one for the sophomore.
Not bad there by Emporia, just electing to run it and change the pace. They passed it first two plays. Let's see if they go back to the pass, which they've been very successful on today.
Second down and nine, Emporia High at the Topeka High 41. Ball here near hash. Seeley Gardner, far side. Javen Arndt near side. Madden Seidel tight end left. Sheldon Stewart in the gun to the right of Rylan Crowell. Sheldon looks for Madden Seidel, and Madden hauled it in. Madden with his first catch of the season. He gets to the 35 for six, but it's third down and short. It's a gain of six. It's third down and three.
Not bad there by Emporia High. Third and short. You know they're going to go for it on fourth down.
You got to. You're down 6-0.
They got two more plays to get 4 yards.
6:20 to play before halftime. Spartans down 6-0. They have third down and three from the Topeka High 36. They need the 32. So it's third down and four.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. It's going to be huge to see what they do here.
Javon Art and Sheldon rolling far side. Sheldon going to keep it. He's down this far sideline, and he forces himself out of bounds at the 25. Give him 11. He needed four. He got seven more, and Emporia High moves the sticks.
Really nice job there from Sheldon to just keep it and find the open hole and get a really good gain there.
Give Sheldon 11. It's first and 10 Emporia High at the Topeka High 25. 5:56 to play before halftime. Spartans down 6-0, but can feel that north end zone, Quindold.
Absolutely. They are looking good. They're playing with energy. And let's see what they do here. Really good job by Sheldon on that last play.
Javon Art and Gardner as Sheldon, first and 10. Pressure coming. Slant pass caught. It's all in 20, 15 to the 10. And they'll walk in. Calvin Seely, touchdown. Emporia High. Little slant pass. Calvin Seely, 25-yard connection. And Calvin Seely holds in his first touchdown of the season. And the Spartans have tied it at 6-all. 5:48 to play in quarter number two, pending the extra point.
And you know what I saw there? Sheldon dropped his arm angle and threw a sidearm dart right to Calvin, and he just took off. He had that D lineman right in front of him. He couldn't make a normal pass, or else it would have been straight to him. Made an amazing throw there.
Did Sheldon Stewart learn something from Patrick Mahomes with a sidearm? Alex Alamang out to kick. Sheldon Stewart, the holder. Here's the kick. On the way, it is up, and it is through. Emporia High has its first leads since quarter number two against Pittsburgh in week one. They lead it 7-6, 5:48 to play in quarter number two. Let's take a break. The Spartans are up front. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
Quindold, Emporia High, first lead since week one, but now they go on defense. But they lead it by a point, 7-6, 5:48 to play here in quarter number two. That defense has got to be fired up, knowing the offense just scored.
This defense is going to be pumped to get out there and get a stop. They have been playing really well today. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens here as Emporia has enough time to get a stop and get the ball back for another potential score, as Topeka High will get the ball at half.
Yep, and for Sheldon Stewart, that is touchdown pass number 8 for the senior.
Absolutely, he looked really good on that drive. Really amazing to see that.
Alex Alamang to tee it off from his own 40. Dingle and Sanders back. They are inside their own 10. As Spartans moving from right to left, south to north, as we see it here at Welch Stadium. Here's the kick by Alex, and it's a beauty, and it's going to go into the end zone, bounces into the end zone for a touchback, and Topeka High will take over first and 10 at their own 20.
You can really feel the energy from Emporia right now. They are pumped, and it might be a 7-6 game, but Emporia feels like they are doing much better than what the score says.
Sheldon Stewart, 10 of 12 passing for 125. Emporia High, just 21 yards of total offense, less than Topeka High. Topeka High outgaining them 152-131. Emporia High leads it by a point.
I think the really big thing is that Topeka High is much more effective on the run game so far this game, but Emporia has looked really well.
First and 10, Topeka High at their own 20. Smith in the gun, two receivers far side, one near side, one back, one tight end right. Oh, movement up front on the right guard. That's Cooper Martin, and he'll get a false start penalty, and that's the second penalty against the Trojans tonight.
really nice thing to see there from Emporia as they have the momentum going their way. Now it is going to be a first and 15 with 5:48 left on the clock. Let's see if they can get that ball back and score again.
Well, I'll tell you what, Quinn Dole, that's a beauty way for the Spartan defense. They just gave them a gift. Here's a quick pass caught by Kincaid, and he gets past the 20. Uh-oh. He gets forward progress up to about the 29-yard line and making the stop for Emporia High. Looks like that was Brody Telfer on the stop, and they
gave him the first down.
He got 16. So a little quick pass. Smith to Kincaid for 16 and move the sticks.
Kincaid has looked very explosive here today.
Yep. I knew he was going to be a target to watch here tonight, and that's what one of the players, Coach Glintzman, mentioned. Watch out for here tonight. Here's first and 10. Here's Murph on a handoff. Almost got, and he gets stood up. And he gets lost back to the 27-yard line. It looked like, let's see, I believe it was Ty. Yeah, that was Quincy Perry who stood up Murph for a loss of three.
That is huge. A really nice job there getting him in the backfield, and they really haven't gotten Murph down when the first tackler gets there. He has broken those tackles, but he just held on to his legs and did not let him move.
That's a sophomore making a big play in quarter number two. 4:43 to play before half, 7-6 E High. Second down and 12 coming up for the Trojans at their own 28. Smith, high snap. Smith, quick pitch to Sanders, far side. Sanders breaks a tackle, and he's going to get forced himself out of bounds at the 30. He ran into the bench far side. And he's going to get two, and now it's third down and 10.
It's going to be really interesting to see what Topeka High likes to do here. They've gotten it into their explosive guys, but so far Emporia's done a nice job getting them down. Sanders did break a tackle, and it could have been no gain, but he breaks it and gets ahead.
Kincaid and Norman far side. Dingle here near side. Third down and 10 T High from their own 30. Smith dropping back, rolling to the far side. Pressure coming, and he is thrown back and stopped. Making the stop for Emporia High, big Enrique Rios, the defensive end. I spoke to him yesterday, and it's a gain of one, but Emporia High defense, big stand here, and they will get the football back.
I believe he did lose a yard and not gained it, so it might go down as a sack, but the Emporia defense has looked very good so far, which is something you'd love to see.
Jaden Norman will be back to punt. He's inside his own 20. Watch out, Calvin Seeley back to return, standing inside the 35, his own 35. Here's the kick away, and it's partially blocked, but he got it away. And Seeley from the 33, Calvin 40, 45, down the side, near sideline, 40. Oh, Calvin, 35, 30. Calvin still loose to the 20, and he's inside. And he gets to the Topeka High 16, and Emporia High is still in business.
Get the ball to Calvin Seeley more. That is something I've learned from this game. A huge play to get them in great field position with 3:36. Plenty of time to go up even more in this game.
Let's see where they spot this football. It is inside the red zone, I'll tell you that. And there's a flag on the field. Where's it thrown? I don't see it. Laura Schwinn just said flag, but this one's coming back. It is on the Spartans. I don't know what that is. I have never seen that motion quindled by an official.
Me neither. I don't know how far
I need to go look at the Acacia books, but it was like a crossing. I wish the refs were still mic'd up here at Welch Stadium. It makes perfect sense. But it's going to erase a big special teams return.
It's interesting why they decided to spot the ball where it is and not where Calvin caught the ball. I'm really confused, as you can hear the boos from Emporia.
Yeah, you got it from the crowd, Mike. I still want to know what the call is. I don't know what the crossing of the arms is. I don't know what it is, but it was like going back and forth. So Emporia High has it first and 10 at the Topeka High 46. 3:36 to play. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, rolling to the right. Sheldon Owens airs out and has a hit stick as it was hold. It was could have been caught by Seeley, but Topeka High had coverage by their defender, which was one of their linebackers, Aiden Flanagan. Does Laura Schwinn even know what the penalty was, Quindold?
Yeah, really confusing, but it didn't seem like it erased Calvin's return completely, so it must have been at the end of the play and not a holding at the beginning or something like that.
Well, because if it was a holding penalty, it should have signaled holding. So second down, let's get rid of that. We'll figure it out later. I'll have to ask Coach Glensman tomorrow. Second down and 10, speak Emporia Heights, speak I-46. Ryland Crowell handoff at the middle, inside the 45, down to about the 44. He's going to get two on second down and 10. Now third down and 8 coming up. And a critical play here for Emporia High with 3:18 to play in quarter number 2. Spartans up 7-6.
I really think this is four down territory for Emporia.
Yeah.
They've been aggressive with it all game. They want to score. They don't want to punt it when they're in enemy territory. So let's see if they can get a first down, and if not, what they do on fourth down.
And Quinn, we mentioned Topeka High gets the ball to start quarter number 3. How pivotal is a score for Emporia High here? As Arndt near side, Seeley and Gardner far side. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Sheldon, handoff to Ryland Crowell. Ryland looks for some running room, and Ryland gets forward up to the 40. He's going to get 3, and he's going to be about 4 yards shy of the sticks. And it's gambling time for Coach Caden Glensman.
Not a bad play call as they ran the counter and got a decent game, but now it's going to be 4th and 4, it looks like. Let's see what they do here. Their offense has looked really good. They got a lot of good gadget plays. See if they can get the ball to Calvin Seeley and have him break a big one.
They need the 36. 17 on the play clock. 2:12 to play before half. Spartans up 7-6. I wonder if Coach Caden Glinsman's going to milk this one and call a timeout before that play clock expires. And I believe he's got an official right next to him, and Coach Glensman calls for time. First charge timeout for Emporia High. Let's take it. 1:57 to play before half. Spartans up 7-6 with a 4th and 5 coming up. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High with 4th down and 5 from the Topeka High 41-yard line. They need the 36. This is a big play here, Quinn Dold, because if the Spartans cannot convert, they give Topeka High the ball back with plenty of time to try to put some points up before halftime and swing the momentum towards the Trojans.
This is huge here. I mean, every fourth down is huge, but especially this one, see if they can build their lead to 2 scores instead of that 1 point.
4th and 5, Emporia High at the Topeka High 41. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Seeley, Arndt, far side. Madden Seidel, tight end left. Ryland Crowell, the back. Sheldon, quick pitch to Ryland. Left side, 40. Ryland with a burst of speed. Past the 35 to the 33. Quindold, we have seen that a lot this season. Ryland gets 7 on 4th and 5 and move the chain gang.
Huge there. Ryland Crowell hasn't gotten the ball much this game, but when he does, he has made something happen, and just amazing there to just run him over for that first down.
1st and 10, Emporia High. Ball at the Topeka High 32, 1:35 to play before half. Spartans up 7-6. Ryland Crowell, a receiver here near side. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Calvin Seeley now here in motion. Sheldon rolling. Sheldon, quick pass caught by Crowell at the 35, but Ryland gets up to the 32-yard line. Give him 3.
Just a quick pass there for Emporia, something they have done well this game. And let's see what they elect to do here on second down, a very important one. They couldn't throw the ball downfield. They couldn't even elect to run the ball.
I do have a confirmation on the flag, and we're going to have a timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it right here.
Well, there's a T-High player down on the field.
Oh, okay. Let me see who that is. If that's Kennedy, that's a big loss, and it's not Kennedy. But I'll tell you, that is C.J. Ross, who is starting at cornerback tonight. But he was going to be the starting quarterback. But Anthony Markowitz, running the play clock, said illegal blindside block from the other side of the field. That was the call that we did not indicate, because that's the reason why, you know, officiate the refs. But because, I mean, we don't know what it is. I mean, I've never seen an illegal side blindside block signal like that.
Me neither. Just really confusing, but I'm glad we got it figured out so it makes sense to us. I figured it was something of that nature because it didn't completely wipe away that return.
Second down and 9, under a minute to play before half. Spartans up 7-6. Josh Rios tight end right. Sheldon Sewer on second down and 9. Quick pass is bobbled and still caught by Rios. Josh, let's see where they spot this football. Emporia High has 2 timeouts to work with, and the clock did stop, or they said incomplete pass.
Yeah, he was juggling the ball, and a Topeka High defender just came and lit him up, so he just couldn't bring it down.
So now third, well, they moved the ball up to the 30, in between the 31 and the 32. Did they give that a catch?
I guess they did.
They did. They'll give Josh 2. It's third down and 7, though. Far hash. Sheldon Stewart in the gun. Ryland Corral the back. 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Sheldon Stewart, handoff Ryland. Ryland up the middle to the inside the 30 to the 28. Ryland's going to get 4, but still it is fourth down and about 5 coming up for the Spartans. I don't know if you want to have Alex kick here, because Emporia High's got to try to get it. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 4. From the 27, Stewart in the gun. 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Ryland Crowell the back, Madden Seidel tight end right. They don't even have to get a playoff. The play clock is ahead of the game clock, and Coach K and Glensman's going to call for time with 13 seconds remaining. Let's take a break. 7-6 Emporia High, 13 ticks to play before half. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High has 13 ticks to work with. 4th and 4, Topeka High 27. We know what the Chiefs can do in 13 seconds. What can Emporia High do with 13 seconds to play before half? Trying to get points on the board before the half expires.
Yeah, and if it was me, I think I would elect to go for a quick pass, get the first down, and timeout, field goal, Alex Alamein.
Yep, 3 receivers here near side. Ryland Crowell the back. Now Ryland will motion to a receiver spot. Sheldon Stewart airs it and is hauled in. Did Javen catch it? He did at the 20. No, it was Calvin. He got 7 and moved the sticks. It's a first down, timeout, and Emporia High with 8 ticks to play. No, they're going to try to get back on the ball. So give them 7.
And they want a touchdown.
They do. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, timeout, Coach Glensman. He's going to kick it here. Got to take the points here.
You got to think. You got to go up 10-6 at half. That would be really huge with how the Emporia defense is playing.
All right. Well, Mr. Alex Alamein, who is in a funk, he is 0-2 on the season. He is going out for a 37-yard field goal from the near hash. Alex receiving some opportunities to kick collegially, and he tweeted out a tweet earlier about a good luck from Emporia State. So Alex Alamein from 37 near hash to try to put the Spartans up 4, and Topeka High has 1 timeout left. They could try to ice Alex. 2 ticks left. Sheldon Stewart is the holder. Alex. And timeout, Carlos Kelly. He'll ice Alex.
It looks like they're going to line up for a 37-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Which is in Alex Alamein's zone. He has been in a little bit of funk, but that doesn't mean he can't make those kicks. I have seen it personally. He has a big leg, and he can make this kick. Let's just see if the pressure will get to him or not.
Well, I know his dad, Clark, has been telling me he's in a funk. And, I mean, had an opportunity to make 1 against Pittsburgh week 1, 1 also in Liberal. But Alex trying to get out of a slump here during his senior season.
Absolutely. But if you know Alex, you know he wants these moments. He wants to be on the field, make the big kick for this team. And it is a huge moment for Alex. Let's see if he can come through.
Let's see who the long snapper is. I got binoculars, so. Alex Alamang, a 37-yard field goal attempt. Alex looking for his first field goal made of the season. After starting the season 0-2, here's the snap. The placement is down. The kick is on the way. The kick is up, and it is through. Alex Alamang with some redemption. A 37-yard field goal puts the Spartans up 10-6 at the break here at Welch Stadium.
And, you know, I think that field goal would have been good from 47. He has a leg, and he just booted it right through the uprights. It had tremendous length. Really nice job for Emporia to go up 10-6 at half.
Spartans up 10-6 at the break at Welch Stadium. First lead at half this season. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Long Bind All-Plaza halftime show. Spartans up 10-6. This is Spartan football.